mindful friends of the Western Slope. Welcome to Mindful Moments on KVNF, a weekly opportunity for you to pause, find stillness, and look inward, leading to a better understanding of self and of the world around you. I'm your host, Erin Easton. This is our fourth day of taking a mindful look into our stress. Today, we're going to explore some changes we can choose to make in order to de-stress our lives. I always hear people saying that their life is just stressful and there's nothing that they can do about it. But this is never the truth. We always have the ability to make change. We just have to open our minds to new possibilities. And, as Viktor Frankl says, if we really can't change our situation, then we are challenged to change ourselves. We can start by looking into the sources of our stress and how we can reduce them. Remove some obligations that aren't necessary, ask for help, or just slow down the rate at which we do things. If we simply cannot alter our life, then we change the way we relate to it. We change our attitude towards the things we're doing. We take out some of the pressure that we put on ourselves, or we become more forgiving of the things that don't go as planned. We soften to the busyness of life and stop fighting it with our negative attitudes and perspectives. We can practice this together now, so you can find a calm and quiet space and close your eyes if you are able. Use the breath to bring your attention back inward, reconnecting with your body and your mind. Find a space of non-judgment and open-minded curiosity from which we can begin to explore the areas of stress in our lives. Notice what it is that's been stressing you out. Is it your schedule? Is it that you have too many things to do? Too many obligations? Is it one particular area of life? One person? One kind of interaction? Something that you added on? Maybe something that you no longer want in your life? And as you're exploring, ask yourself, can I change this? Your initial reaction may be no, because we often get stuck in our ruts and we want to stay in the familiar, even if the familiar is causing stress. But remember to open your mind and your heart to new possibilities. If you're working too much or you've taken on too much, is there something you can do to reduce that? Can you change your schedule around? Can you ask for help? Can you hire help? Remember to look at new possibilities. Is there something that you can let go of that you no longer need? Maybe you can live with less. Maybe they can be small changes of creating little moments of pause within the day. A 5-minute tea break. An opportunity to take a walk around the block. Maybe we need a little more self-care and moments of taking a bath or getting a massage. There are always possibilities, so just look for them. And if you're running into something that you really can't change, then explore the challenge of changing yourself. Can you lighten the expectations you have for self? Can you alter your attitude towards these things? Can you let go of a little bit of fight or resistance that you have towards what is? Can you change your perspective on what's most important and what you value? Can you change the way in which you engage with each activity? Maybe you do it with a little less urgency or speed. Maybe you take little pauses to breathe. Or maybe you simply bring a little more acceptance into your life. Whatever it is that you're going to change, make that change out of compassion for yourself, knowing that you want to prioritize your well-being and you want to live with more peace and ease in your life so that you can show up as the best version of yourself. Thank you for sharing today's mindful moments with us. This episode of Mindful Moments was written and recorded by me, Erin Easton, and produced by KVNF. Tune in every Sunday at 11 a.m. for more mindful tips and visit kvnf.org to find this episode and others. I hope these teachings help you find more kindness, peace, and ease in your daily life. Thank you for listening.